Well, staying with kindness in the face of tragedy, the families who lost loved ones in the Newtown, Connecticut school shooting in 2012 know something about this. The unbearable mass shooting claimed 20 children, 6 adults. Parents created charities in their kids' names. They've spoken out about gun violence. Well, now 3 Newtown physicians are spreading kindness abroad, forging an unlikely bond between Newtown students and children in a remote area in western Honduras. Here in Al's Karen Miller Medson was in Honduras and found this story.
Kids are great, aren't they? I love these kids.
Dr. Joe Young walks through the open courtyard at the Lempira Elementary School in La Florida, Honduras. With his patterned scrubs, a Harley Davidson headband, white hair and beard, Hola. He looks like a cross between a biker and a rock star, and that's exactly how the kids here treat him. The 62-year-old optometrist is a lifelong Newtown resident. He makes annual trips to the village to deliver health care. Poverty is endemic in the region. Some kids walk hours a day to attend classes. Only a handful will continue school beyond 6th grade, when education isn't free. But one thing they will have.
And they have a letter that's got their name on it from a child over in Newtown.
Young met with the principal of Newtown's Holly School and gave him names of students at the Lempira School, from 1st grade up, so that the Newtown kids can send them personal letters.
Healthcare is important, but without the total package of having, you know, the connection, the happiness, the feeling of being part of a whole. Hola, ¿cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás? Ah, it's my man.
Before Young can finish his sentence, he's distracted by kids heading to recess. When they leave, he comes back to the question, why the letters?
To help the kids out, you know, is a great tribute.
A tribute to the kids lost in Newtown. Dr. Daniel Fetterman, a fellow Newtowner who also comes on medical missions, says the project was a way of bringing people together.
Obviously, for all of us living in Newtown and during that time, it was really devastating. And one of the things that resonated was some of the victims' families who wanted the rest of the world to be kind, just be kind. And that's how they wanted to deal with the loss of their children and the tragedy.
The sun is blazing hot at the assembly where the letters are distributed. Kids are bouncing around, jumping, waving their letters. 4 of them come bounding over to introduce themselves.
Merci Paola Martinez López, 9. Natalie Joana Martinez.
They're between 9 and 11 years old, and they can't wait to tell me about their new Newtown friends. Simple stuff, like their birthdays, their favorite foods.
Ella decía que su comida favorita era la pizza.
I asked Natalie Martinez how the letter made her feel.
Especial.
Special, she says, because it was the first time she's ever received or seen a letter. There's no mail in the village. It's hard for her to fathom that someone so far away is thinking about her. Axel says he's also excited about the things he's learning. English, finding out what American kids do and eat. He says it's inspiring him. Miriam Avila is a teacher at the school. She holds a stack of elaborately decorated letters, replies her students are sending back. I ask her whether she knows about the Newtown tragedy. Avila says she gets goosebumps when she thinks about the events in Newtown, that it brings her incredible sadness. If the idea of the Pen Pal project is to spread kindness, she says it's working. Joanna, one of the kids who showed me her letter, is bursting to read me her reply.
Para Sara. Hola, soy Joanna. Estoy en sexto grado. Mi color favorito.
She writes that she loves turquoise and horses. But for Miriam Avila and the doctors and teachers involved with the program, it's the last words that matter most.
Sigue tus sueños para que sigas adelante. Con amor, Joanna.
With love, Joanna. For Here and Now, I'm Karen Miller-Medson.